Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back, listeners, to a new episode of Agents of Mace. This is Agent Luke reporting kind of offsite today. So I know Drew will edit this audio in the best way he can, and we're talking about Ant-Man today, specifically some Ant-Man comic books. These are ones that I picked up and sent to the other agents, basically just to get us ready for the next MCU project, which is coming out about a month away. It's going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. So in order to kind of build up that hype, I wanted to kind of get into some Ant-Man comics.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Agents of Mace. Today we've got what I'm going to assume is probably a little bit shorter episode, but it's also a little bit different than our normal stuff. Normally we do the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Disney Plus series and all that jazz, but today we're doing a comic book review. So for Christmas this year, Luke got us all the Ant-Man 1 and Ant-Man 2 comics. I don't know how to explain them other than that. Yeah, issues. Because that is what they're called. It is the 60th anniversary 2022 Ant-Man 1 and 2. There's four of them in total, so if you're looking for this series, just put all those things in a search engine. I'm sure you'll find it. But it is an exciting series, and we got to read the first two, and so that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to start, we'll do first thoughts on these first two, but I want to start really quick by saying I love the new Ant-Man suit. I think it's so cool. It looks like an ant. It looks like he's like a Power Ranger, but an ant-based Power Ranger. I don't know. I thought it looked really cool. So anyway, we'll do first thoughts. Lisa, I'll let you go first.
Okay. So my first thought that I would like to share is that when I started reading this, I was really confused because I didn't know that the premise involved time travel and multiple timelines and multiple Ant-Mans. And also in the first few pages, the art style is very, very reflective of the old school comics. And so for just a moment, I thought Luke has dug up a vintage issue to send us. And so I was like, ooh, this is super neat. Oh, they got Hank in here instead of Scott. What? And then, like, in a few pages after that, it just totally messes with that. But these two issues in, I'm excited to find out that this is a four-issue series because I do want to keep reading. They set up some really interesting things here that I want to continue to learn more about and to follow the rest of this story. But it's really funny. The art styles, because there are multiple art styles, are all great. And every single issue ends on a cliffhanger, and it tells you that they're initiating the cliffhanger sequence. So yeah, I like that. great effort.
I agree. I think it's really fun, and it is sort of like another multiverse time travel. It's like time traveling, but it's also time traveling through the multiverse, so it's like even more confusing than just time travel.
It's a mini multiverse.
Yeah. Of just Ant-Man. And it's so much fun. The art styles are super exciting because it is like you're reading a comic from the 60s, and then you're reading a comic from the 90s, and then you're reading a comic from 2038, which, you know, so I think that it's really fun. If you want like a quick mini breakdown, I guess, of the story that we haven't even really gotten to the like meat of the story yet. But essentially a future Ant-Man has come back in time / dimension / universe to collect the Ant-Men of past to help him fight something in the future. So we get the three Ant-Men that have been established so far, which is Eric O'Grady, Scott Lang, and Hank Pym. I don't know anything about Eric O'Grady. I know Scott Lang and I know Hank Pym. Mm-hmm. So this is fun to kind of learn that there's another Ant-Man out there that I should probably do some research on and learn a little bit more about, because maybe we'll miss something if we don't know who that is when Quantumania comes out. I don't know.
And so, much like Scott, he seems a little sketchy.
Yes, definitely. I don't know. Yeah, what's this with like Ant-Man being a little...
Nah, it's okay.
We're essentially going into this world where there's multiple versions of Ant-Man. So if you remember, we covered a comic of Spider-Man last year where it was basically going into this Spider-Verse realm with all these variations of Spider-Man. In a way, we're getting that, or at least a taste of that, with Ant-Man. So in the first issue, we're actually following not really Scott Lang. Scott Lang is mentioned once, but we're not really following him just yet. We're actually following Hank Pym. And this is kind of set up, it almost feels like in the past in a way. I really like the style of the first comic because it kind of has that Adam West Batman feel to it. It is very cheesy in terms of like the jokes and the puns. But in this first edition, we are introduced to an Ant-Man that's kind of setting up this larger scenario, this big universe, asking questions like, what is the Ant-Man? Who is the Ant-Man? Why is the Ant-Man? Things like that, which is really fascinating. But we are introduced to the Astonishing Ant-Man and the Wonderful Wasp. And they're going against the antagonists, which is, there's a lot of play on words here, but reading this, I would love to see Disney Plus do their take on this, whether it's an animated series or a short, or even if, you pulled in the actual actors. What's crazy is they're going to see a film where they're actually watching the Fantastic Four go up against Namor. So it's the Submariner versus the Fantastic Four, which again, if this is a project that comes through MCU, that would be fantastic. But just the overall jokes that we get here, we got a couple of kids who are basically throwing popcorn at Hank. And it's just kind of, it's very cheesy because... just the jokes that they're landing here, and he even like goes into Ant-Man form and goes after them and sends the ants into the kids' popcorn. But essentially we have these old villains that break free and they are going after Ant-Man. There is some disconnect in here because they definitely utilize Ant-Man's suit in a way, and they reference the helmets and how, you know, without the helmet, there's things that he can and cannot do. But then we see the Wasp that's able to do all these things, but she doesn't really have her helmet on. She's holding her helmet, which just feels like a little disconnect there. And so I'm not really sure what's going on here. But we do have Janet going to the rescue. But we do see some interesting things within this in terms of the villains that are fighting against Ant-Man. We see Ant-Man change form. We see an older version of him. And we do see the Wasp come in to save the day. There is a moment where Ant-Man does go back to his normal form. But then we're introduced to, like, essentially this host that we have that's bringing Ant-Man into this alternate universe, maybe. And it's kind of changing the style. He's seeing these other versions of himself. And so it's kind of setting up this big world. We don't really know what's going on just yet. We know that clearly there's some sort of struggle that Ant-Man is bringing in these other Ant-Men to help him out with. In the second edition, we have this imposter syndrome. So we're following a version of Ant-Man who is, I think, some sort of villain or antagonist who has been gifted these Ant-Man abilities, this Ant-Man suit, but he's not really sure how to use the suit. He has basically ran out of shrink gas, and he's trying to figure out how he can obtain these or use powers, but his fear is that he'll essentially just get into jail.
It's a super fun series. I honestly feel like it, like, learning more about what the full series is about makes me want to read it even more. I think if when I read the first one, I was like, where's this going? Like, what is this? And then the second one was like, oh, it's like a team up. He's like collecting the team through time. This is fun. And then I didn't realize there were four of them either. So when I ended the second one, I was like, well, wait, we didn't finish the story. What's happening? And so I looked it up and I was like, oh, there's two more. So hopefully we'll be able to read those and do like a full series wrap on this maybe. But yeah, I think if you're like into Ant-Man and you know all of Ant-Man's history, then you may be able to like pull more from this. But as just like a casual Ant-Man fan, I thought it was fun.
Very, oh, neat.
Yeah, yeah. I do miss the, I go back and forth. I like the new version, like the new style of art in comic books. But also there's something about the like classic comic book style that is just like, I kind of wish that in this series, because once they come together, it gets more of that like current comic style. I wish that it was more like Enter the Spider-Verse, where like they all had their style, and like even when they were in someone else's universe, they kept their style. Look, I think that would have been really fun, but I understand that like that's already been done. They can't just do it again and be like, well, now it's Ant-Man.
Also, but it's really hard.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. but I think that it would have been really cool to see, just because I did like the like classic golden age of comics look, which was really only at the beginning of the first one.
But then also the like future one was really cool too.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like minimalist kind of.
Yes. And I really liked his, that's what I was saying. Like, I really liked his suit.
Yeah. His suit.
I also kind of liked, I guess it's Eric O'Grady's suit with like the little antennas.
Yeah.
Off it. I thought that was fun too. I was like, well, I've never seen that suit. That's a cool looking suit. It is funny, though, because, you know, you think of like the original Ant-Man suit and Scott Lang's Ant-Man suit. And it's like, I don't know. They don't really look like ants, right? They're just super suits. Yeah. But then, yeah, Eric O'Grady's is like, I mean, he's a bug. I don't know that he looks like an ant, but he looks like a bug. And then Future Ant-Man suit is like straight up got like pinchers on his helmet, like looks like a bug, an ant all around. But also, like, I don't know, he's got this weird like black suit with these big circles on it. I want to know who he is.
Yeah, because we don't know yet.
Yeah. We see him a couple times. He's like narrating sort of occasionally, not the whole time, but every now and then he narrates. But yeah, we don't know who he is. I know why he's collecting them, just because upon doing some research to figure out like what is the series about, I found that out. But we don't really know his goal other than to us, he's abducting these Ant-Men of past. So I guess we'll have to find out, air quotes.
Yeah. I like to think that he's one of the regular Ant-Mans who has figured out how to time travel. And so he's from the future, and one of them is his doppelganger.
Interesting.
That's what I like to think. It's probably not right.
Because you see him like at the very beginning of the first one, and kind of has like a Tony Stark, Mr. Fantastic look, feel, vibe about him. He's wearing like a lab coat over his suit, so clearly he's like a scientist, which I guess they are. Well, no, Scott Lang's not a scientist.
Scott was like an engineer, but he was like a multiple doctorate engineer, wasn't he?
I think so, but I don't know that he was like a scientist. Like, I don't think he walked around in a lab coat.
Did you ever watch The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember whenever Sheldon said that the engineers were the Oompa Loompas of science?
Poor Scott. So, yeah, I think that'd be cool. I think that would make more sense than it being Tony or Mr. Fantastic, but or Reed Richards, I guess.
So here we're basically following Eric O'Grady, which is the older version of the kid from the first one that was throwing the popcorn. And here we do have a mention of Scott Lang, a.k.a. Ant-Man 2. It's really cool to see the variations of the suit. If you remember, like, I do enjoy Iron Man 3, and I love the moments in that near the end where we see the variations of the Iron Man suit. I would love a moment to see the variations of, like, the Ant-Man suit. It's possible we could see this maybe later on in Secret Wars, unless MCU does some sort of project to bring in these multiple variations of Ant-Man. But here we're basically just kind of following his imposter syndrome. We do see that there is a Skrull in play here. And so it's setting up, is this basically going into Secret Invasion possibly? I don't know. I'm very curious. Now, like I said in the beginning, I'm itching to go get the other versions of this just to see where everything goes.
I also don't know a whole lot about like quantum realm stuff. So I don't, maybe that's what this is. This is more like a quantum travel thing.
That would make sense with the movie coming up. They might be wanting to include some of that kind of lore in the comics. Of course, I've also just thought, what if it's Paul Rudd and we're correct that he is immortal and we'll still be alive in, what is it, 500 years? Is it the 2500s?
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head.
Anyways, it's just Paul Rudd and he's rounding up the boys. He's had years to hone his skills.
I mean, it's 100% possible.
Anything is possible.
Yeah. Ant-Man of, I guess it's not a different Earth. It's the year. It's Ant-Man of 2549. So, way on up there in the future. but also, like, I don't know. It's weird to think that, like, all these Ant-Man, now that we have the whole, like, you know, different universes and multiverse and all these people could be Ant-Man. There's three Ant-Man.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ant-Man?
I mean, it's a suit. Literally anybody can be Ant-Man.
That's true. That's true. But I guess you have to be smart enough to keep producing Pym particles.
Yeah, I suppose so. Although, didn't they point out that this suit produces its own Pym particles? Like, it generates its own?
The new one, I think?
Yeah, the new one. And yeah. They just have to figure out to give it the command. Be like, oh, I'm out of Pym particles. And it's like, whoop.
Some more Pym particles, please. I'm trying to remember where I saw a really funny thing that was like their... Oh, here it is. It was like they're trying to get everyone to read this series. Yeah, here you go. You'll find out how Henry Pym, Scott Lang, and Eric O'Grady impact each other's lives in ways they never knew themselves. But who's the mysterious final member of this Antastic Four? Funny. Tremble with anticipation, true believer. The answers are coming to a hill near you. I thought that I love dumb puns. And it was like every sentence had one. Antastic Four, anticipation, antagonist is another one that's in there. I was like, okay, you guys are, I love it, but also you're killing me.
It's a perfect joke for the page.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, saying them out loud, that's not quite as good, but reading them, I was like, clever. Clever.
I do love some bad puns. So.
But yeah, so comics are a little bit different because, you know, we don't want to give away too much, especially mm-hmm. if you want to go read these comics. But
we cannot assume they've all gone out and read these already.
Exactly. Were there any moments or any like highlights for you in the series so far?
I loved that Hank and Janet were on a date in the beginning of theirs. And they're at the movie theater and Janet's like, will you stop? Because he keeps trying to go and do other stuff besides just sit and watch this movie with her.
I think my favorite was probably the like beginning and end of the comics whenever it was like future Ant-Man. And he, again, it's like, I think he's narrating, but also there's like a weird sort of computer aspects to it. Like
yeah,
the computer is maybe his suit is narrating.
And at first an ant is narrating.
Yes, yes. But it says narrative readjustment connecting at the beginning of the first one. And I was like, oh, that's funny. It's like it knows it's a story. So there's like there's like fourth wall breaks in a comic book. I don't know.
It also seems to know that there's other like versions of this story out there because it's a narrative adjustment. Like, no. Right. We're taking a left turn.
Right.
And going somewhere else.
So it makes me think that like, oh, maybe it is the suit. Like maybe this new Ant-Man is just like a guy that made a fancy suit like Iron Man, except the suit is the one that's like in control and is like, hey, we need to get these people to help stop whatever this future problem is. Mm. So before we wrap up, I do want to talk about this future problem if you're okay with some spoilers.
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay. Because it's not really spoilers. I mean, it's just like the the rundown for the final book. But so
it's first page, any listener book three.
Any listener who doesn't want any spoilers, this is probably where we'll leave you, or earmuffs for a couple minutes and then come back, whatever, you know. But so spoilers ahead, beware. So Ant-Man from the future, I still don't know who he is, so I don't know that spoiler, but he is collecting all of these past Ant-Men to battle Ultron in the future.
Gasp.
So part of me after reading that was thinking, what if this is some sort of like Iron Man Ant-Man suit? So that's what's narrating the story, but also kind of telling him where to go and what to do, because it knows better than he knows, because it's some sort of like semi-sentient Ant-Man suit.
What if it just is totally sentient and it's just the suit? So it's an AI.
That'd be really creepy. It's a nanobot. It's not a real person. We just
a swarm.
Oh, that's what it is. You're not nanobots. It's ants. I'm so dumb.
It's that is super interesting, but I'm very scared of Ultron. And weirdly, especially after that What If episode where Ultron had the Infinity Stones and just laid waste to everything. So, oh boy, this is going to get bad.
Yeah, so I am interested to see if this Ant-Man is going to be the new Ant-Man in the comic book realm, or if comics are going to take a jump to be like not current time, but some sort of like future line that we're going to follow. Mainly because I guess the writer of this series is also the guy who redefined Hulk as the Immortal Hulk, which is like the new version of Bruce Banner Hulk.
Huh.
So this could be like a new take on Ant-Man, and this is the Ant-Man that we're going to get for a little while. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just this one-off series and we'll never see Ant-Man from the year 2500 again. I don't know.
I mean, it's comics. They do that sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
They introduce super interesting characters and they're like, you know what? Nah.
Right. Or they'll bring him back and be like, all right, now you're the Ant-Man of 2016. Or 2022.
They bring him back 28 years later and they're like, remember? Remember? And no.
Right. Like, no, I don't remember that future Ultron Ant-Man.
We have variations of Ant-Man fighting each other, you know, basically trying to stop him because O'Brady's thinking, well, let me just go dig up Scott Lang's corpse because maybe he was buried with Pym particles, until this other Ant-Man tells him how he can use his suit because it does have the Skrull technology, which is really cool. Even within that, I would love to see more within the Skrull technology in the MCU or some Disney Plus series. I think that would be really cool. But we kind of see them going at it, fighting a little bit. And then we do see this teleporter come back again. And we're kind of just left in the same scenario at the end of the first one, where now we have these Ant-Man connecting in this some sort of universe with these different suits. And we're not really sure what's going on.
So yeah, if you're into Ant-Man, or if you're just enjoying Marvel Comics and you're looking for a new comic, then definitely check out Ant-Man number 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Why not read the whole series? We've only read the first two, but it's a fun series so far. So definitely check them out. And if you're a collector, there is my favorite Marvel artist, which is Scotty Young, did a series of variant covers for these, or at least for number one. And it is a little Ant-Man chowing down on a full-size hamburger. I love it.
The literal cutest.
Yeah. I love Scotty Young stuff. I wish I should find it and hang it up. I have a Scotty Young, it's like the cat hanging from the tree, but it's a Wolverine cat, and it says, "Hang in there, bub." And I got I got Scotty Young to sign it.
Wow.
So it's one of my, it's one of my favorite art pieces. So really cool artist, really cool variant cover. If you like collecting, or if you just like, I mean, I like the variant cover. I like the regular covers. They're cool. Each cover is like the different Ant-Man in the same pose, but like with his different suit. So like, cool idea. But if they were all just like random Scotty Young Ant-Man covers, I would die. I love those. So, but yeah, so if you're looking for it, check it out. And definitely check back with us soon, because we're going to be watching through the Ant-Man movies before we get to Quantumania. We're also going to start diving into some of the older series, some of the Netflix series that, you know, aired long before we even started. So we got to dive back into those to get ready for not only Daredevil, but for anything else that they may pull from those, which I've seen a couple things lately that are suggesting we may get another, whatever that guy's name is who played Iron Fist. A lot of people were not thrilled about his portrayal of Danny Rand, but he's out there asking for another shot, and sort of throwing the creators of that series under the bus, saying that it's their fault that it wasn't good. So I don't know about that, but we'll see. I don't know. We'll see if Marvel can take it and turn around, make it something new, or if they'll recast and call it a day. I don't know.
I have seen some speculation that he would be in Shang-Chi too.
That's what I've been seeing too. Especially, I still haven't verified, but I know I sent you and Luke a picture of a casting for Shang-Chi 2, and he's on there along with Jackie Chan, who, if he comes to the Marvel Universe, coolest Marvel Universe cameo ever. I'm so excited, and I hope that it actually happens. I have heard that the director for Shang-Chi 2 is like a huge fan of his, and is like, it's a dream of his to direct something with Jackie Chan in it. So that would be really cool, not only for me as a huge Jackie Chan fan / nerd as well, but also for the director to, you know, to live out a dream. So come on, Jackie Chan, if you listen to our podcast, which why wouldn't you, right? Then yeah, definitely be in Shang-Chi too. So definitely keep your ear holes open and tuned to Agents of Mace for all of our upcoming content as we not only get ready for Quantumania, but also for Daredevil and future series. Period.
Overall, these were really fun to read. It's really cool to see the different takes. I do really like the cheesiness, the kind of old Adam West Batman style villains and jokes in the first one. We get a little bit more depth of what's going on in the second one. So now we need to go find the third one and so forth. So that's my thoughts on these. I really enjoyed these. It's really cool to see the different variations of Ant-Man and the suits and the technology. Something I hope we'll get to see more within the future of MCU, whether it's a movie or a Disney Plus series. But this definitely gets me even more excited for the upcoming Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania film. very ready to see that a month away. So thanks so much, listeners. If you are reading Ant-Man comics, let us know what is your favorite. Let us know on social media. Share images. Would love to get into more comics this year. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
So I guess, do you have any last thoughts or anything for this comic?
Oh, well, obviously I want to say thank you to Luke for sending us such a cool Christmas present.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Merry Christmas. And I guess I would also be wondering if our listeners are interested in us doing more actual comic book content, since we're kind of between series a lot this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you guys have any suggestions for series or one-offs that we could read and talk about, I know there's a ton out there. So if you know of one that you really like, let us know. If it's like some super obscure thing, then, you know, we'll look for it if we can find it. But if it's like super mainstream, then we should be able to find it pretty easy. And if it's like a fun, I know there's a series that I've thought about getting us to talk about, which is the Marvel Reimagines, the DC universe. So it's like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern, I think, but it's all done by Marvel as like what they would have made those characters, which is a little ironic. See, because I'm a Marvel fan, but I also understand that Marvel did, you know, take a bunch of those ideas and make them their own. So it's just funny that then they reimagined the, yeah. But that's a really fun series that I thought would be fun to talk about, but I don't know where to find them. So that's an issue I'm running into.
Comixology, I'm sure, has them.
Yeah. And yeah, actually, I don't think they were on. I had Marvel Unlimited for a little while, and it has like almost every Marvel comic ever made on there. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember that. I tried to look that one up, and that one wasn't on there. So yeah, maybe Comixology. I'll check there. But yeah, if you have any other comics that you want us to read, while we are a, you know, Marvel based podcast, if you have some other comic that you really, really enjoy and want us to read, we're all fans of comics, so I'm sure that we would enjoy reading them and talking about them as well, even if they're not Marvel based. So I will say the question for this week will be, if you could have Ant-Man's powers, would you be a hero or would you be a villain? Because I feel like his powers kind of lend themselves to some sort of thievery a la Paul Rudd, Scott Lang.
I was thinking about all the different ways you could be nosy.
Yeah. Yeah. Or would you be a hero like Ant-Man? So let us know in the comments on our social media your answer to the question, and tune in next time for, what did we say? I already forgot. I think next time we're doing, are we starting with Jessica Jones?
I thought we were having to do the Ant-Man movies. Wait, we got plenty of weeks. We've got plenty of weeks.
I think we're gonna do the Ant-Man movies like the week before the movie, just so we're keeping you all up to date right before the movie comes out. I don't know. Join us next week. We'll have something fun. it'll either be Jessica Jones, or it will be, maybe we'll do like Ant-Man 1 and we'll spread those out. I know we're going to do them together just to like super pull all of it and talk about all of it together, but maybe we'll separate those out. Or we may continue our X-Men movies.
Or it might just be stream of consciousness poetry.
Yeah, I like that. That's probably, I mean, that's what I do most of the time anyway. So, so we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.